think it's safe to say that Rider fans in general just have this big, broad, permanent smile on their face. The fifth Grey Cup win in franchise history. But you know who's got a bigger smile? Who's grinning literally from ear to ear this morning? Wade Gasmo. $1 million in the Grey Cup 50-50 thanks to the Saskatchewan Rough Rider Foundation. Wow. Total jackpot, we talked about this yesterday, was just over $2 million, which means winner gets half of that, and head coach of the Riders, Corey Mace, made that call yesterday.
Do you like the Saskatchewan Rough Riders by any chance?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, this is Coach Mace calling you, buddy.
Congratulations, you've done an amazing job.
Hey, thank you very much, appreciate you. Hey, look, I know I'm calling you for a little bit different of a reason, my man. How does $1 million sound to you, buddy?
Almost like a practical joke.
Yeah, it's not
That's
a joke,
not
buddy.
Not a joke, you're our 50-50 winner.
You won the 50-50, my man, let's freaking go. Let's go, Wade! $1 million, baby!
I don't believe it.
No, this is it.
This is awesome. If you don't believe it, I'll come and drop off $500,000 for you. I'll take the rest for myself. But I think you should just take the million, my man.
I got an older brother, Regine. Like, is this a practical joke of some sort?
No, buddy.
Nope,
this
really
is the real deal, man.
Wow.
How about that?
I'm in shock right now. Wow.
Hey, now, Wade, listen, I don't mean to put anything like a gun to your head or anything like that, but I fully expect that season tickets will be bought here for the next couple.
Yes.
My man. Hey, congratulations, my man.
As long as you're there, I'm there.
That means everything, brother. Grey Cup win and $1 million to boot. What a day.
I got one question, though. I'm kind of confused because I've really never won a 50-50. So is the million my part or is the half of that my part?
That's yours.
That's your part, buddy. You get $1 million. Hey!
This is unbelievable.
Unreal, man.
Holy smokes. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's hilarious. I feel like Coach Mace was as pumped as Wade was about winning that 50-50. $1 million. So good on the Saskatchewan Rough Rider Foundation. I know their website was overwhelmed. They had a few glitches there they had to work through. But at the end of the day, man, they do a great job of raising cash for football in our province. And $1 million prize for the Grey Cup. Nothing to sneeze at there. Well, phone lines are officially open for you, as are the text lines. 1-877-332-8255. It is clear. It is crystal clear after yesterday in Ottawa that none of the federal parties want an election right now. None of them feel like this is the time to have an election because the minority Liberal government survived yet another confidence vote yesterday. But the whole play out of events wasn't quite as dramatic as the night before. So the House of Commons voted yesterday on what they call a Ways and Means motion, which essentially introduces Budget Implementation Act. It's a bill to enact certain measures of the November 4th budget. This is pretty standard procedure. You have the budget vote, and once that passes, then you need to pass this Ways and Means motion. Of course, we know that anything related to budgetary matters, which the Ways and Means motion is, automatically becomes a confidence vote for the government. So that means if yesterday's vote, we made a lot out of Monday's vote on the budget, which we know ended up passing 170 to 168. But if yesterday's vote was defeated, the government would have been forced to resign or dissolve parliament and call a snap election. But in the end, all of the MPs agreed to carry the motion, what they call on division. So what that means is the division was not unanimous, but no vote was held to determine the outcome. We've seen this happen before. That's the fourth confidence vote in under 2 weeks. Clearly, here's the reason I say this, is because I've heard comments and I've seen comments on social media where people have said, nobody wants a federal election. Well, you and I have talked about the fact there are a lot of people that say that would be the best thing possible. That would be the greatest gift. I remember one texter saying the best Christmas gift I could get would be a federal election. But if that's the case, the follow-up question is, do you think a federal election right now would yield a different result? And clearly, no one believes that it would. Otherwise, there would be efforts to cause it to happen. And, I mean, it is very clear now, after four votes, that the timing isn't right to bring down the government. And so you aren't seeing efforts, whether it's by the conservatives, the bloc. Those are the two that are probably in a position to collaborate and make it happen. I have zero faith that the federal NDP are going to do anything astray from the Liberals. But that said, it didn't happen. So, I mean, are you a person that still believes an election now would yield a different result? I'm curious if you are. And I said it yesterday. I don't think the Prime Minister has done enough to frustrate Canadians that voted for him to vote differently if we had an election today. But maybe you see it differently. And that's what Open Lines is all about. 1-877-332-8255. I'm happy to hear your thoughts on that. Another topic, and this was not on my radar. This is not something I was even thinking about talking about. However, I stepped foot into studio this morning. First thing I usually do is open up the text line, because the text line is a pretty good indication of what's topical, what are people talking about. I'm seeing a few people on the text line saying, diehard Saskatchewan Rough Rider fan, absolutely happy and want to celebrate with the team, but some of the texters are saying, didn't appreciate some of the language that they heard yesterday at the Ledge. Some are saying, didn't appreciate the fact that, you know, some of the players were drinking beer, for example. It sets a bad example. I got to say, I'm not a guy that was, number one, I wasn't offended by the language. They just won the Grey Cup. No different than what you heard John Schneider say when the Blue Jays won the World Series. They had to beep it out live on TV after that. I mean, we saw Stanley Cup champs. We've seen whatever. Whether it's smoking stogies, having a beer, taking your shirts off. I mean, those are things that in day-to-day, everyday life, it happened mid-season. Obviously, maybe you'd raise an eyebrow. But there are some things that I think there's a bit of discretion that goes along with it. This is just me. I'm not offended. Not offended by the language, not offended by the beer drinking. And I know I don't have the text in front of me right now, but I know one of the texters this morning said, Evan, you are a former chief of police. Don't tell me that you condone them drinking alcohol in a public place. Well, I think back to all of the years, even when we have Grey Cup celebrations, you know, the Grey Cup festival leading up to the Cup, we've hosted it here. We send our officers out. Often it's with the whole idea that we're not out there to, you know, hamper the celebrations. And unless there's a real public safety risk, someone's behind the wheel drinking, maybe a different story, obviously. But players in the back of an open vehicle, having a beer, cheering with fans, well, I can tell you the cops aren't going to do something about that, nor should they. That, my opinion, but maybe you disagree. Again, I didn't come in here thinking this was even a topic to talk about. I watched the celebrations yesterday. I was on the parade route yesterday. I came in thinking, wow, this is a great celebration for riders. But there are some people on the text line that are thinking differently. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open there. I've thrown out a couple of things that we can talk about. I know the text line is busy. Lots of people saying, so here's one. I can understand an overzealous player saying something profane, but the head coach swearing in front of young children, including his own, is uncalled for and an unnecessary example. That's Cameron in Regina. Here's another one. This is Corrine in Regina. It's awesome the Riders won the Grey Cup. However, I don't think the public drinking and swearing on camera is necessary, especially when you have your own child on your shoulders and there's children in the audience. You're an ambassador for young children and athletes. You just need to be aware of it and clean it up a bit. It's a polite, that's a polite text from Corrine saying, yeah, might have been a bit over the top. Maybe I'm not a good barometer on this one. This could be one of those ones that is obviously clearly subjective on what people think. I was listening to the Green Zone yesterday as Corey Mace was making his speech at the Ledge. I heard the need to bleep out some of the words, some of the language. I don't know. I wasn't taken aback. I wasn't completely on my heels about that, but clearly some are. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. Whatever you want to talk about, I'm always happy to grab a call from Ian in Saskatoon. Ian, first of all, let's talk about the snow, the slippery roads, the driveway. How's it looking this morning?
Actually, not that bad. I just came down Preston into Stonebridge, and it's slushy.
Yeah, because we're getting a lot of texts talking about the highways. You know, there's a couple of spots where it's not great, so definitely have to drive with care, but I'm glad to get the report. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, kind of two things, both related to the election and the other is Mr. Carney. I'll do them quick.
Okay.
I'm really tired of seeing on Facebook and social media, like all different social medias, people saying, well, you know, we didn't want to spend the money on an election because, you know, that's a couple hundred million dollars. Well, but you'd rather spend over $55 billion a year in interest? I don't get that at all. And the second one is I saw a reporter ask Carney in somewhere in BC, I think it's related to LNG. So you're building a plant. There's a plant that's going up. It's American owned, being built by a Korean company using Korean and Chinese steel. Where's the benefit to Canada? Hmm. And he gave some word salad answer. I would like to see some reporter, some news media person have the gumption to actually say, would you mind explaining that in common English for a taxpayer?
Right.
He'd probably never get another question allowed to be asked. But I am so tired of people asking a question, and you get some five-minute answer that has nothing to do, well, it does in some remote way, but answer a frickin' question, a politician.
That's the trick as old as time, isn't it, Ian? Yeah, okay. So, Ian, your talk about your discussion about procurement is an interesting one, especially with the fighter planes that are going on right now, because as we know, there's discussion about maybe stepping back from the commitment with the states and engaging with a company that would allow some of this production to be done on Canadian soil, which means jobs here, which means the use of Canadian steel in the process, manufacturing here as well. So, is there going to be a lean towards using Canadian-made procurement methods? Ian just gave an example of where that's not happening, but these are good follow-up questions, good things for us to be thinking about. Let's take a break. When we come back, lots of people loaded up on the phone lines with thoughts on a variety of different topics, including decorum. Let's just call it that, decorum during the Grey Cup parade celebrations. There's a few people disagreeing with me. I said, I'm not bothered by the swearing. I wasn't bothered by them having a beer as they were on the parade route. But maybe I'm in the minority. I don't know. 1-877-332-8255. We'll be back with more of your thoughts here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Welcome back to the program. Evan Bray, great to have you here on this Wednesday morning. I said this off the start. This happens every once in a while. I step into the studio. I've got my list of these are the topics that I think are topical, people will want to talk about. And then I look at the text line and I'm blindsided by a topic that I didn't think was a thing. And this is one of those topics. We're talking about essentially the Grey Cup parade that happened yesterday. Hundreds, no, I'm going to say thousands of people were packed, lining Albert Street between 13th and 20th at the ledge there to watch the celebrations, the speeches, and I thought it was outstanding. I was on the parade route yesterday. I thought it was great. That said, there are people this morning that are upset by a couple of things. Number one, some people don't like the fact that they were drinking beer while they were standing in the back of the vehicles. Like, they were being driven by military vehicles, so they were in the back. They weren't driving the vehicles. They were standing in the back, but they were drinking beer. And then they got to the ledge, and in the speeches, there was some swearing. Corey Mace, you know, he was excited. He's the coach of the team that just won the Grey Cup. He's only been here 2 years. This is a province that doesn't have a history of winning a ton of Grey Cups. This is a big deal. And I heard it all, I watched it all, and I went home and I didn't think anything of it. But clearly, some people do. And I'd love to hear your thoughts. 1-877-332-8255. Now, there are a number of texts that are saying this is no big deal. This is, you know, people need to just relax and celebrate. Katie in Saskatoon. Scott from Moose Jaw. Everyone needs to get over it. The boys are on cloud nine. They just won the Grey Cup. Steve in Saskatoon, quit being a prude. Who cares about a bit of language and beer? It's a championship celebration. Kirk in North Battleford. It doesn't happen every day. Swears are allowed. Let's effing go, says Kirk. 1-877-332-8255. You know, for people, and I'm seeing this on the text line, there are people saying, look, there was a lot of children there. It was mixed crowd. And yes, you can be excited, but there's an expectation that you're going to, you know, kind of follow some standard decorum. And I'm generalizing and summarizing a number of texts. I want to go to the phone line. I've got a few callers coming in on this. Ken out of Saskatoon. I always appreciate taking your call. Ken, what are your thoughts on this topic?
Well, the way I figure it is that if you would have to bleep it out on Evan Bray's show, which is the standard, you're the standard. If you got to bleep it out, should you really have said it? See, football, more than anything, is about discipline. And there you are in a moment where, yes, you've got this euphoria, you won. What, you don't have to have any discipline when you go to speak anymore? What you want to have is that if we decide that these people are being held up as role models, then they're held to a higher standard than the baseball lot Victor or beer league people. There shouldn't have been any swearing in there at all. Show some discipline when you're speaking. Recognize the fact that you've got, like, do you want teachers and swearing away? You wouldn't expect that.
The only thing I would say, Ken, I'm just going to jump in here because we're getting close to our news break, but you know, I mean, this isn't teachers. This is a professional sports team. And sports, if you, and I'm assuming most people listening to this have probably had lots to do with sports over the years, but playing at that level, I don't know. I just don't see that it's the end of the world. Now, you know, maybe if it was atrocious and carried away, but it was isolated examples. I know what you're saying, Ken, if you have to bleep it out. Clearly, I've got the clip here. I can even play it if you want after the break. I've got the clip, and yes, we had to bleep it out. We had to edit it because there was a couple of words in there that obviously we're not going to say on the radio. But does this negate the celebration? By the way, Corey Mace was focused on discipline all season. But after the game, he was dancing in the locker room. He was drinking the champagne. He was having fun. I mean, he too is letting his hair down a little bit to celebrate this. Curious to know your thoughts on this. Some great texts are coming in. Well, not a conversation I expected to have today, but we'll keep the conversation going here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Anywhere in that, I'm going to call it west central part of the province, and that includes Saskatoon, check that highway hotline before you go out. If I was just on there moments ago, and it's still got lots of snow covered, completely covered or partially covered roads, especially north of North Battleford, up in the Rosthern area north of Saskatoon. So, yeah, definitely drizzle in the south part of the province, but really bare visibility is good. So there's no real driving conditions to be reported in the south, but in that what I'll call the central band across the province, which typically that band along the Yellowhead tends to be where a lot of times the storms will go. And that looks as if where we're dealing with a lot of this morning. Okay, well, I said this, I've said it twice now, but I'm blindsided by this issue. I walked in here, I was prepared to talk about Mark Carney, I was prepared to talk about Donald Trump, and I was prepared to talk about the Saskatoon homeless levy. And none of that seems to be the priority of what people want to talk about. And this is your hour, so you can dictate what we talk about. People are weighing in one way or the other as to whether or not the celebration yesterday, the Grey Cup parade, which included some beer drinking and some stogie smoking, and then the celebration at the ledge, which continued with both of those things and maybe a couple of swear words, People are weighing in on whether or not that's appropriate. Here's a text saying, Corey Mace did nothing wrong. It's up to us to teach your kids proper language, and honestly, it's not that bad. This is ridiculous. Go Riders, and get it effing done next year too, Samantha in Saskatoon. So Jamie Nye's trotting down the hallway at the break, and I said, Jamie, come in here for a second. Was this an issue you saw coming?
Yeah, kind of. Right when Corey Mace said, how about your bleep and bleep Rough Riders, I went, oh, here we go. Not in any way form that I was critiquing Corey Mace.
Yeah.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Because I was on live and we were talking about, taking it live. And I said, get that dump button ready. Mm-hmm. And there are people in the room saying, you think they're going to swear at the legislature? I'm like, gonna.
Yeah.
I'll guarantee you.
Right.
Have you seen one of these parties in the last
that's my point.
20 years?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's my point. We saw John Schneider do it on live television. We see, Stanley Cup champions. I mean, this is kind of...
These are pro athletes who... And I look at this team on what Corey Mace has promised this team and has promised Saskatchewan. He has promised a team that represents the province, who is hardworking like the province, and I'm sorry... But have you ever been part of a championship team in your beer league? Did you go into the locker room? Did you go outside into the rink with the Lumsden Monarchs provincial championship with kids in the room and not go, let's bleep and go? Yeah. No, that never happened.
Right.
But the Rough Riders can't do it. Yes, it was at a bigger stage and a bigger audience and all that, those things. Like, come on. Corey Mace promised this team a party if they gave him 6 months. This has been one of the most disciplined teams. Talk to Belton Johnson when the next time you chat with Belton. Friday, probably.
Yep.
He knows some of these players. Mm-hmm. They come from Mississippi, and he's from Mississippi. And he's asked these guys, what do you guys do for fun? And they're like, hang out. It's like, oh, you go to the Dooney Strip? And oh, no, we don't do that. And he's like, what? Like, Belton lives in, like, they're always out. Right. They're always at clubs.
Gabbles.
And these, yeah. And they're like, no. No, we're dialed in. We want to win a championship. They've been dialed in.
And that's what the coach asked of them, right?
Yes.
That's the thing you said to me in the hallway, is that's what Corey Mace wanted at the start of the season.
These guys have been dialed in. They've been so respectful. And now they're champions. Give them grace, please.
Well, you're done now until 2 o'clock. I'm going to keep talking about this because people are texting in. The text line is not stopped. Jamie, I appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem, man.
And while I got you, I'm just going to say it one more time. Outstanding coverage, the whole team. I know you had a whole team out there in Winnipeg, but good job in the Grey Cup.
Oh, yeah. Locker, Britton, Libby Gray. Yeah. Everybody did
really good.
Bang up work. Absolutely.
Okay, Jamie and I back at 2 o'clock with the Green Zone. But let's keep going. Jeremy in Regina said, typical Karen's complaining. I'm not a Rider fan. Go BC Lions. But I am happy that the Riders won. Now, there are a number of people. Johanna in Estevan says, I was present for the celebration at the ledge. I can give a pass to the language, drinking and smoking until... It continued through the doors and hallways of the legislature. I think it displayed an absolute disrespect for the institution. And, what a lot of people are saying is that they feel as if these are role models. These players and coaches are role models that our youth look up to, aspire to be like. And so what example is this setting? And I'm summarizing. There's a number of people saying, I'm not happy, but I don't want you to use my name on the air. Fair enough. What do you think? 1-877-332-8255. There's a couple people that we regularly have on the program that are barometers of, I would say, the way people feel, the sentiment in the public and the sentiments. Today, I'm looking to hear what Dwayne's got to say in Carrot River. Dwayne, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for taking my call. I have to say that I have wondered for the last 2 years why we lack discipline on the Rough Rider team. We were promised this year we wouldn't be taking these after whistle penalties. And lo and behold, in the Grey Cup game, we took a couple penalties that could have cost us that game. That shows me a complete lack of discipline from a professional football player. And who is responsible for that? Majorly two people. the coach and the quarterback. And their demonstration in the celebrations tells me exactly why they don't have any self-discipline. And if you don't have any self-discipline, then you can't expect that from your players.
Do you think they showed it during the season, Dwayne? Like, particularly Corey Mace and Trevor Harris, who you just talked about. I feel like during the season they did show great discipline.
You throw helmets at coaches or at referees. You tackle people after the whistle. Like I say, there were two terrible penalties, you know, in the Grey Cup game that could have made the difference in a close game like that. I don't expect anyone out there in the field to lose their temper and not have self-discipline and play for the team and say, if I do that, it could cost us the game. And I think that the big push from the Rough Riders, that they want the youth of Saskatchewan to be in the stands, and I'm all for that. You have to say, look at your actions and say, is this what the parents and the students want to hear or should hear? And there is no excuse. You can't say, oh, well, we were celebrating, and law is the law in terms of drinking and whatever. And, oh, well, they're celebrating. I think it was a disappointing display, and I hope it never happens again.
Dwayne, I appreciate your comments. I just, I think about, and this isn't about Dwayne's comments, but this is just more general. Like, let's talk about the drinking for a second. And it's been pointed out by a couple of people on the text line. In fact, they're throwing a few barbs at me saying, you're a hypocrite. You are the chief of police. You are there to stand up and uphold the law. And you're giving these guys a pass drinking in the vehicle. I am. Like, they weren't driving the vehicle. Let's be very clear about that. They weren't driving. They were standing in the back of a vehicle. It was like an army vehicle that was being driven. They were in the back. You saw the pictures. You saw the video. Do you expect that Chief Laura Lee Davies of the Regina Police Service told her officers, the second you see one of those players crack a beer, I want the handcuffs in your hand and I want you to go and make an arrest? Like, can you imagine? Like, that is not going to happen. This is a celebration, whether it's the champagne drinking, whether it's the cigar smoking, whatever. Obviously, there's going to be some boundaries. All I'm saying is the boundaries that normally exist for players and coaches, I think, are pushed out. They're expanded a bit when you have a celebration of this magnitude, a Grey Cup victory for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. But clearly, I'm not everyone agrees with that, which is fine. That's why we have open lines, and this is a topic that clearly has got a few people worked up today. I want to grab another call here. I want to go to Mark in Saskatoon. Mark, thanks for calling in. What are your thoughts on what we're chatting about here this morning?
Well, I think that to say that professional sports teams and players are role models for kids, no way. Like, if your sports teams are the role model for your kids, you got to change your role models. Like, you can't expect them to be, you know, like the best people of society or whatever. And sometimes when you win a championship, man, you got to celebrate. And have people ever been to a live sporting event before? There's way more stuff going on than what we saw at the celebration. So people got to chill out a bit.
Well, I appreciate your thought. And, you know, the notion that should we be considering sports athletes as role models? I can tell you, I was 10 years old playing hockey in front of the Abernethy school. I was Mike Bossy. I was Mike Bossy, no different than my friend Sean was Tiger Williams. And another friend of mine was, you know, I mean, that's what you aspire to be, that person. So it's tough to get away from it, but I know it's been said before. In fact, I know Frank just dug up this clip for me. This is Charles Barkley.
I am not a role model. I'm not paid to be a role model. I am paid to wreak havoc on the basketball court. Parents should be role models. Just because I dunk a basketball doesn't mean I should raise your kids.
Interesting. So there you go. Let's take another break and we'll come back. We have one segment left and I've still got a ton of texts that I want to get to. And I know I've got a couple of calls lined up as well. Open Lines has taken us to the decorum, I would say, at the Grey Cup celebrations that unfolded yesterday. More of your thoughts on this topic when we come back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJM.